yes. Soap, no. My. Bath, yes. Soap, no. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the Instant Illumination. Bath, yes. Soap, no. You use soap, really, only when you're dirty. Think about how we want to preserve the natural oils of our body, and how we preserve the natural oils of our body when we are doing everything in perfect order. When are you doing everything in perfect order? When are you doing everything divinely directed, divinely ordered? When are you master of yourself? Well, it's a good question, isn't it? Truly, when are you master of yourself? Are you master of yourself when you are taking a bath and you are using soap? Or are you master of yourself when you just rinse yourself off now and then with fresh water and dry yourself, taking your skin and rubbing it well and encouraging yourself? When you take a bath towel and you rub yourself down and make your skin all feel rosy and red and fresh and alive. Historically, mankind has not taken baths. That's not the nature of man. The nature of man is to live in the wilds, is to live without any soaps, is to live without anything, and letting the normal sweat of the body wash away those things that are not beneficial, and so forth. Now, we live in a modern society. We live in a society of smells and beautiful things. But I was talking with my veterinarian the other day, and I said, I have a beautiful golden retriever dog. And I've read in a number of manuals on raising golden retrievers that you should not give a golden retriever a bath. Now, perhaps this applies to other dogs too. I'm sure it does. But you should not give a golden retriever a bath, because when you give him a bath, you wash away all of the natural protective oils of his skin. You wash away all those natural body oils that come out to protect him from all of the diseases and all of the things that could be detrimental to a dog's life. And I said, now that's most interesting. Why isn't that promoted more? Why isn't that something that people are told more often? And the vet said, well, people like dogs to smell like them. People like dogs to smell like them. And when a dog is dirty, you think the only thing to do is to take soap and water and wash it off. Now, when a child is dirty, he goes in the bathroom and he doesn't use any soap, and he takes water and he perhaps washes away the dirt so you can't see it, and he is pretty clean. And the natural oils of his body keep him pretty healthy. If a child indeed were to bathe himself as often as his parents would like him to, he would be bereft of all of the natural oils in his body that protect him from the multi-bacteria environment in which we live. Now, we say this about dogs, and we say this about the golden retriever, that he should be allowed to play in the water. Oh, my, yes. My golden retriever loves the swimming pool. He loves the river. He loves the lake. He loves water wherever he finds it. He'll find it on the street. He'll find it on the sidewalk. He'll find it a puddle here and there, and he'll wallow in it, and he'll roll in it, and he'll think, this is just great. And then he'll run around, and 5 minutes later, all of the water has been thrown off his body, and he's dry as a bone, and all of the dirt and dust that has accumulated because we rolled in that dusty, dirty puddle is gone. And he's fresh as can be. And you smell him. Ooh, he smells so good. Oh my, did you ever smell a dog who has just been running around and been running out and doing all sorts of things and coming back, and he's all fresh out and his skin is just oozing with all of the vitality of a dog's naturalness? And his smell is one of the most beautiful perfumes anyone can ever imagine. And I think a dog owner would find the smell to be more beautiful than anything on earth. And it's true. It is true. We look at the animals, and the animal kingdom does not own any soap. And you say, well, their lifespan is not as long as man's lifespan. Their activity is not as long. And yes, that's true. But the thing is, they do not have skin problems. Oh, sometimes they do. And that's because they are brought into the environment of humanity where these bacteria are gone wild. And when they are in a pure environment where the rain washes them and where they are just so beautiful, think about it. I'm not saying that we should give up soap. I'm saying we should consider how much we use and why we use it. And when you get in the shower, what do you love to do? I remember Patrick Stoller, he's one of our early students, and he loved the shower. Oh, he loved the shower. He was just 23, 25 years old. And whenever he could get in the shower, he would get in there and he would stay there until the water turned cold. His father often told me, when Patrick is home, none of us think of taking a bath because we know that by the time he gets done, there will be no more hot water left and we have to be patient. Well, this is how most people feel. This is how many people feel. They want to let the water run over them. They just love it. You stand in a waterfall, if you've ever had that privilege, and the water is rushing down over you and clapping over your head and your shoulders and your body and just making you feel all massaged and rippled and good. It's not soapy water. Soapy water wouldn't do the same thing. You want to rinse the soap off your body. This is what you train yourself to do. When you take a bath and then you rinse the soap and you rinse the soap until there's no more soap on your body. Oh, the beautiful odor of the soap remains to a certain degree, but you rinse the soap off your body. Now, if soap were so good for us, if soap were so beneficial for us, why would we want to rinse it away? Why would we want to take the soap off our body? Well, truly, soap is just something. What is really the blessing is the water. The water that rolls down our body and that we use to rinse our hands with. We go to the sink and we rub our hands under the water and all of the excess things fall away. And the natural oils of the body remain there. They're not rinsed away by just water. And then as the water is dried and you shake it off or you rub it off or you do whatever you do, then the oils return again to the skin. But they don't have to return in such great abundance because there's still a lot there. There's still a lot there, and it's a beautiful, beautiful thing. Now, some people have a certain acidity about them, and when you shake hands with them and you smell your hand, you smell their body odor. And their body odor is not a pleasant thing because their body odor is an indication of what sort of a state of consciousness they have. Are they a happy people? Are they a content people? Are they a people who are living in the peace and the harmony which makes for their life to be more beautiful? Or are they a people who are confused and who are not knowing exactly what's going on? Well, the majority of humanity are people who don't know what's going on. And the reason we don't know what's going on is because we listen to the world around us telling us what we should do, telling us that we should take a bath because we smell. No, we should take a water shower because we smell and let the water rinse off the external things that bother us. Now, if the smell comes because our body odor is bad, if the smell comes because what is going on inside of us is a negative experience, and we are exuding that. Oh, I remember another thing about Patrick. He is always a good man, good boy. I could depend on him for doing most anything. But occasionally, he would make a mistake, and then he would tell me a lie. He would say, no, I didn't do that. No, I didn't do that. And his body would exude an odor that was just odoriferous. It was terrible. And I'd say, Patrick, Please don't ever tell a lie. Not even in jest. Don't even tell a lie if it's a little white lie. Because, Patrick, you can't tell a lie. Your body exudes the odor of whatever that lie is, and it smells to high heaven. And it is something that no water can wash off, no soap can wash off, nothing can wash off. The only thing that can change it is by you living the truth. Well, Patrick learned that lesson, and he followed that throughout his life. And he realized that he couldn't even think a lie. He couldn't even think something negative about another person or himself. Because if he did, he stunk. He really stunk. And it was something tremendous to see. Now, he's not an abnormal person. Many people are like him. And in this world, we see many people who go around with body odor, who go around with all these things, and we think, well, why do they have that? Well, I venture to say it's quite possible they might be not telling the truth. They might be lying to themselves about something. They might be telling themselves that they are evil when they are good. They might be telling themselves that the world is not nice, and the world is nice, because that's the kind of world we create. Yes, think about it. The deodorant business is a big business. And perfumes are big, big businesses. And remember the story about Napoleon. He sent word to his wife, Josephine, I'm coming home in 3 weeks. Please don't take a bath. I want to have the beautiful body odor that you are, the purity, the magnificence, the goodness that you are in full force when I come home. How many of us can say that to anyone? Because we rinse our bodies off so frequently. We soap our bodies, we lather our bodies. We're taught to do this. We're taught to do this so much. I am in Nigeria oftentimes. And these women in Nigeria, in the primitive area of the country, they wash their clothes in a ditch. Now, the ditch does not have pure water in it. The ditch has foul water in it, but they're washing their clothes. And these women will take their clothes and they'll beat them on the rocks and they will wash them and they will rinse them and they will hang them in the sun. And when they're done, those clothes are just gorgeous. Those clothes are beautiful. Those clothes have no odor from the water, no odor from any. They are blessed by the sun. They are blessed by everything. And those women, it's amazing. It's amazing that they can take from that dirty water and wash clothing and then make the clothing beautiful. They don't have any soap. They don't have anything to do it, just to rinse off the outer dirts, to rinse off the perspiration and the attitude of the clothing, and then have it be pure. How magnificent. What a symbol they are to us. And no wonder the Nigerians have some of the most beautiful complexion in the world. Not perhaps because they do or don't use soap, but I would say because they most naturally have not used soap in recent years. Now in recent years they're using it, but before that they were raised on this and their body knew that and they lived that. Now, Nigerians only? No, think about desert people. Think about the Arabs who live in the desert and who wear several layers of clothing to keep themselves protected from the weather. And think about the Indians who lived with nothing. And think about the Eskimos who live in their leather clothing, the clothing from animals, you know. And do they wash this often? They can't. And do they smell? No. But basically, they are honest, beautiful, clean people, and it shows through everything they do. Bath, yes. Soap, no. Think about it. My golden retriever is the most beautiful when he has his natural oils at full bloom in his body. And I can kiss him, and I can love him, and I can be very happy with him. Because, in fact, my dog Rex, my golden retriever, smells more beautiful than I do. And that's when I only take a water bath. And when I take a soap bath, he still smells 100 times more beautiful than I do. And he smells that way because he is pure, he is innocent, he is natural, he is good. And his body exudes that goodness, that naturalness, that purity, and that allness that he is. Something for us to think about. Something for us to think about for ourselves and our world. How does that fit with you? Bath, yes? Soap, no? How about it? Something to think about. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.